Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum.
Thunderstorm knocked the internet off and everything. I was worried, you know, I could still get on on the show, but I wouldn't be able to see and turn off, turn the on, you know. Anyway, yeah, we, you know, this week the big talk is the school shooting, you know, shooting up the school. Last week it was shooting up the supermarket, you know, two young guys buying guns legally and shooting up. Now there's all this big gun debate. But what gets me is seeing Mexicans and Indians all saying, oh, the Democrats just want to take our guns. And, you know, everybody's talking about they just want to take our guns. They, in other words, indigenous people are standing right next to the enemy because they think their guns are gonna be taken. You know, they're all hypocrites. We got to remember the Washichu brought them guns over here, and they murdered our people with them guns and weapons. You know, yeah, we ended up having to learn how to use them too. But you know, the point, what I'm saying is we'll never be, those rights ain't for us anyway. Those rights ain't for our people. Those are their rights. They want to keep their rights to have them guns. So if you want to stand over there with them so you can have your gun, then go ahead and be a pathetic sucker, you know? Go ahead and be pathetic. You know, me, I don't care about American rights, U.S. and all this. If I want something, I'll get it. I'll have it. I ain't going to worry about the laws, the rules. Oh, you can't have a gun. You know, you think I care? I don't care. You know, if I could get a nuke, I might get a nuke. But I'm not going to sit here and stand next to the Washichu and want to be like them and talk about rights. How with all you people? You know, hypocrite brown people, you know, you want to cry about your guns. You know, that's all you are is a bunch of hypocrites. You want a gun, just have a gun. Don't go get on there and crying about Republicans and Democrats. They're all the same. They're the same Americans full of hate. They hate each other. They hate you most of all, you know. And there's so much to talk about, you know. But my point is this, you know, why are you so worried about American rights? Don't even worry about it. Are you just like crying? Is that it? You like to cry like a baby like they do? You know, cry about your rights? Oh, they're taking my rights from me. Is that how you are? A big punk? You know what I mean? You want a gun, just have a gun. But I tell you what, just keep in mind, that's what's killing people. What's killing those kids. While one Washichu, they have their logic, Washichu. He said, we need to get more people getting AR-15s so we can kill them feral pigs. He's talking about, you know, calling them feral. You know what feral means, wild, you know? But who's talking? He's the feral pig. You know what I mean? Yeah, they want to fight fire with fire all the time because that's how stupid they are. You know, most countries don't have this problem because they don't have freedom of having guns and stuff. Yeah. Having this rights, is that what you appreciate about being an American? Because you can have a gun and other countries can't? Does that make you better? You know? You know, it's like if you guys could have nukes, man, can you imagine what you guys would do? You'd be blowing up. This whole country would be blown up because you're all so stupid. You don't even know how to handle having a gun. You know, you don't know how to deal with your issues. That's why the Americans have so much violence going on, because the Americans don't teach you how to deal with your issues. They teach you how to fight fire with fire. Oh, they're killing with AR-15, so we better sell more of them so they can, well, you know, criminals, people that never been pegged for being a criminal are the ones, the biggest criminals. They're the ones that get a hold of these guns. They're the ones get a hold of these guns and start blasting people, you know, and killing kids, you know. And then this is a Mexican kid, you know. How, you know, them white people, they love that. They love that, you know, when Mexicans and Indians do stuff like that. They love it. So that's how you want to represent your people? Good. You know, if that's how you like representing your people, good, you know. But those Washichu, they want to blame the problem on you and us anyway, you know. Right away, their first thing was, oh, he was running from the border patrol, you know. They want to make an issue, you know, illegal immigrant issue out of it. And, you know, they use that. But you look on the news, you know, that's what they're doing. They're, you know, white man, they're fighting with each other, you know, about gun control, you know. And then the movie stars want to get involved in it, you know. And some of the music people, they'll probably make a song about it, their opportunity, you know. You know, that's what they do. The thing about it is that's America for you. You know, you appreciate, you're so proud of your country, America. And that's what they do. Killing children, you know. Yeah, you can blame it on that little Mexican kid, whatever. Blame it on him all you want. But it's like blaming somebody for drinking alcohol. You know? Yeah. Blame it on everybody. But who brings the alcohol here? Who brings the drugs here? Who's the one bringing all this violence, make people violent? It's guess who? You know who? You know? Anyway, life is dangerous right now. And I would never, you know, I don't like trusting the enemy watching our kids. I don't like trusting the enemy to doctor our kids, give them medicine. I don't trust the damn school bus, you know. One day I was driving down the road over here sometime back, you know, and a school bus pulled out right in front of me, and I slammed my brakes, you know. And guess who I seen in the school bus? My son sitting in there, you know. And this school bus driver just pulled out back like nothing, you know. I called up the school and all that, and they start defending the school bus driver. And try to start making it like maybe it's my fault. Maybe I wasn't respecting the school bus. Hell, I was almost at the intersection when the school bus was pulling out. But I seen another time when they unloaded, when I worked at the school, when they unloaded my son at the school. And they took another kid off in a wheelchair, and they let the kid go with the wheelchair. And the kid in the wheelchair rolled down, hit my son and hit a teacher and almost knocked everybody over. Can you hold on real quick? Our let me turn Philip on. Philip, have any comments?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just, you know, I had a hard time dealing with that. Hearing how many children and their ages, it was really hard for me. I sat here and cried for them. You know, there's common sense is just not common anymore. I know it's everybody says this a lot, but this kid, you know, 18 years old, goes and buys two of them. I buys two of these weapons, and they're not good for anything, really. I mean, squirrel hunting maybe, but you got to be a really bad shot to have to shoot that fast and that many bullets at a squirrel if he's running.
last week, Philip, I went to go fishing down there at the lake. And when I went to the lake, I was going to fish, and there were some people up there with assault weapons and rapid fire, just shooting right there, you know. How can you fish comfortably and got two idiots up there?
Yeah.
Showing off with their weapons,
you know. And it's, you know, I hear these gunshots going off around my house. It's like, you know, why? They're you know, 4th of July, they're out there shooting a gun up in the air. It, you know, don't they think that bullet comes back down? Where's it going to come down at? Who's it going to hit?
The thing is, there's no war.
Talk about that. Yeah.
There's no war. So what are these guys practicing for? What? There's no war. You know, over here on the res, I justify some because a lot of our people do hunt. They legitimately hunt for, you know. But they got a new breed that's out here not hunting, but they're having weapons just to have them. So they can get together and show off their weapons to each other and go out and rapid fire out there, you know.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
You know, And you know, that kind of stuff, that's a new breed of people out here, and they're sick mentally. You know, these people, when they see me out there with a young child and a woman out there fish, common sense would say, you know, hey, man, let's mellow out or let's go someplace else. Hell, there's millions of acres around here. They can go out in the hills and nobody will see them and just fire off for all they want. But why do it right there at the lake where you're fishing? Why do that? You know, just total disrespectful people, you know. And the police, you know, they'll say, well, they you know, it's all right. They're not hurting nobody, you know. You know, so I don't even call the cops. I just got up, left. I found another lake and went there and fished, you know. But, you know, it's a shame that these people are out there interfering with people's freedoms, even here on the res, because they have white American mentality. Or maybe they were white. I didn't see them. There's a lot of white ranchers around here, you know. But out there, rapid fire there by the lake, bah, 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 you know. I mean, I kind of got close to him, too, but I didn't want to show like I was scared or something. So I just drove past, made a U-turn real slow, and slowly drove out. And I said, Al, let's get the hell out of here. And we left, you know. And, you know, that's the kind of mentalities out there. It's all over. And you give them a chance, they'll shoot a human. And that's what I was thinking, you know. You know, they might just say, how, let's shoot that guy just for the hell of it, you know. No one will find out. We're way out here in the boonies. You know, let's check these gun out, you know. That's the kind of idiots they are. So, you know, but, you know, the thing is to defend your kids, you know. We have to put up with kids being in school. I'm glad my baby girl's going to internet school, you know. And to me, that's just as good because, you know, it's, you know, maybe she's on, what do you call that? That, you know, where everybody gets on. What do they call that new, not Skype, but something else. Anyway.
Yeah, something like that.
Zone or Zoom or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
But it works out. I heard a classroom there and the kids in the background and, you know, they're asking and they're having them draw. And, you know, I hear all this stuff and giving them tests and all that, just like in a classroom, but it's on the internet. But at least baby girl's right here in my face, you know? I don't have to have her in a blind spot, having her in a blind spot for 8-10 hours a day where you don't know what's going on. Like I said, when my son Freddie went to school, at the time they let me work there, but they got rid of me because I'm an ex-salad, you know. But the time I was there, I seen wicked stuff going on there, you know. How, you know, it reminded me of school. I remember when I went to school. But when you have a handicapped children, how they treat those handicapped children, you know, that's something else, you know. And then here's the other thing. It's just like 9 times out of 10, if a school shooter goes in there, who are they going to look out for? They're going to look out for themselves. How at the kids? It's time to crawl out windows, haul us out of there. Yeah, there's been known to be brave teachers, but they were brave because they were stuck in the classroom with the kids. What can they do? You know, but I tell you what, these people, they're more interested in getting the hell out and saving their own skin. Just like these cops, from what I understand, they were scared to go in there. They made a million reasons why they didn't want to go in there. You know, it's wicked. It's wicked.
Yeah, meanwhile, you know, children are laying there bleeding to death.
And some are calling 911 and they're saying, we got him controlled over here, but he was in there where he was killing people, you know? And you know, that's a bunch of baloney. That whole issue was baloney, you know? And, you know, that, like last week in that Buffalo when they killed one security guard, at least he tried to face the shooter, but he must not have been too good at what, or have good reflexes or something. That guy got him instead, you know? I mean,
I think it's, a little ridiculous that, you know, you hear these guys, these politicians talking about, well, the guns aren't the problem. The problem is, you know, we gotta, it's mental health. Well, why don't you look at your own mental health if you don't see that there's an issue here?
What about all these cops that are killing people? Is that mental health, you know?
And, you know, this doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. This doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. It happens
here. There's a picture right now where the Uvalde Police Department there boasting about they got funds to have level 4 body armor, you know. You know what? If you're a cop, your job, you take that oath to be a cop, and you're a true police officer to help the people. They should have went in there and got it on with that young kid. You can, you know. More firepower than him, more people than him coming in through all doors, just like when they come busting people for drugs, you know, same thing, you know. But
yeah, they bust down the door and start, you know, they come in there with their assault weapons. busting
know,
down doors.
And these are Mexican cops. You know what I mean? Mexican cops. And Mexican kids in there.
Yeah, they had Border Patrol was there, but the local police wouldn't allow them to go in.
Yeah, the Border Patrol finally said, F it, and they went in and took care of business, you know. They could have did that from the get-go, you know. I mean, if you don't want to put your life on the line as a cop, then you ain't no cop, you know. I got wife and kids. Well, don't get married if you want to be a cop. Don't have kids if you want to be a cop, you know? If you want to be a cop, then you got to sacrifice. You can't have it all. You can't be a cop and have a big family and all this, and you know? I mean, be ready. Be ready for the big day to come if you're going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have no mercy for them. Now, another thing, I'm going to change the subject a little bit. We can get back to more of this. But I seen a bit, they have an online petition to get that Brittany Griner out of, to free her from Russia. You know, that petition ain't going to work in Russia, you know. They can petition all they want, you know. But the point is, if me and you got caught going through not just Russia, any airport screening station with drugs on us, you think people would be trying to get us a petition to get out? Hell no.
Yeah.
You know? Hell no. They ain't going to help you. You're stuck. You know, we're stuck. But just because it's Russia... Now she's an innocent girl. But when you see the video, she puts her stuff in the scanner. She walks out to the other side. They open it up, and they see stuff in there. They did it to me lots of times. They took a drumstick out of my back, you know, and started questioning me about that, you know. But, you know, it was just a drumstick for my drum. It just they just didn't like the way it shaped. And I had some liquid in there. They made me pour it out, you know. She was caught. You know, that scanner scans. I'm sure you've seen it. You know, those scanners, airport scanners. You know, it spots stuff in there. And she got spotted because she had those containers in there with the oil, you know. How can you hide that? Don't put them in them containers. And, you know, why is she even doing that? That shows you they must not have hash oil in Russia. She's got to sneak some in over there for her needy ass. But I won't sign no petition for her. I don't have mercy for her because they don't have mercy for us, Philip. You know, I don't care how black she is, how tall she is, how gay she is or how American she is. It don't matter. When you haul drugs to any country and you get busted, that's your ass. Any country. There ain't no free country to haul drugs in. None whatsoever. Even this country. You know, if you get caught with drugs in this country, yeah, she probably would have been out. Maybe. Because she's from this country. But it's like if a Russian brought drugs in this country and got caught, they wouldn't let him out because they know he'd flee back to Russia.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, even me as an Indian, I never was given no bail to get out. I never had no bail for anything I did. They never gave me bail for nothing. You know? You know, and if they did give me bail, it was so high, you know, poor Indian can't pay it, you know. Like I said, now this girl, her wife, you know, she's gay, so she has a wife. Her wife's really crying, and that Robin, what's her name, on Good Morning America, they're all pitiful to her and all this. You know, that girl's a drug smuggler. She was contaminating another race of people with her drug with their drug attitude, you know. The Americans are known for having drugs. They're known for every country, Americans like to show up and show up how big a pothead they are. They like to show up how good a drug addict they are. And they brag to other countries, oh, we got this and that. I got bros and friends who can get me this and get me that, you know. That's how they are. I never did that because I don't use drugs.
They act like, well, it's legal here. Why isn't it legal in other countries?
Yeah, but even before it was legal here, you know? But, you know, how about them two guys that stabbed to death Italian cop, those two Americans? Right away, they got sympathy. You kill a cop over here, you ain't getting no sympathy. But, you know, they got people, human rights over there trying to get them out. They killed a cop over drugs, too, because what happened was someone didn't pay them for drugs. They got ripped off for drugs, and they went over to do this and that, and a cop showed up, and the cop was undercover, so they killed the cop, you know. You know, Americans, they think they got a free pass wherever they go. You know, one time I was in the airport in Vienna, you know, me and my drummer, we were at the airport there, and some white lady from America butted in front of us. And she accused us of butting in front of her. I'm American. She's acting like me and my drummer are wetbacks or we're not Americans or something. I don't care. But she thought she had a right to butt in front of us, you know. I didn't care where she stood in that line. She could butt in front of us all she wanted. But she had to put on a big show, you know. I'm American. You guys are nobody, you know. You know what I mean? Me and my drummer. Yeah. She don't have no idea we're born and raised. We're from first peoples of this country, you know. We're not Americans, but we belong here more than her. But that's how Americans are. Even blacks, they act like they're more they're because they're American. They ain't black no more. What the hell was that? It's like thinking because you're American, you ain't Indian no more. Remember Bimber always. We always talk about that, you know, just because you American, you think you're not Indian no more, you know, but you know, no matter what, like I seen those Charlo brothers, those boxers, that one that fought a guy from Colombia or Argentina last week. He went in with a American flag, American against Argentina. There ain't no American against Argentina. It was an African against an Argentinian. You know what I mean? That's what that was. I don't care what the hell. Put any color you want on you. You're still black. Put any color you want on me. I'm still Indian. You know? And put any color on you. You're still white. What if you're white and you're North Korea? You're still white. You ain't no North Korean even if you're born over there. You're still white. The bad thing is they'll call you American and there's no such thing as American, you know? But you see, that's how stupid the human race is, you know? Go claim a country and you become that country, you know? I don't care. I can claim whatever country I want and I'm still going to be a sorry-ass Lakota, you know? I'm still brown, you know? I don't care if we put a red, white, and blue all over me, you know. I'm still Lakota, you know. And you're still Yaqui or what tribe, you know. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you're still brown is my point. You're still Indian, you know. It ain't going to change your features at all, you know. But American, they're stupid. Even the black people, everybody thinks, oh, I'm American. The Mexicans, I remember I was at customs coming back from Europe or someplace, and boy, the minute you come into the U.S., the American color, get against the wall. It turns like you're in jail, like you're coming to prison. Get against the wall. Stand over there. Rah, rah, rah. And some guy from down south someplace couldn't talk English. He was talking Mexican to the custom agent. So the custom agent called two Mexican cops over. Boy, they walked over. They felt all important. They walked up to him and start talking Spanish to him. They're rocking on their legs like they're really good, important people, because this guy, they could talk English and they're American. They were treating that guy from down south like he was just a wetback, like he was nobody. But how do they know? He came in on an airplane, must have some money, had a passport, must have something going. You know, probably a businessman over there, something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Americans, once they got you thinking you're better than the whole world, you know? But look what they're doing. They're going in there, they're killing people, they're murdering people, the police are killing people. You look on the news and you see all kinds of stuff happening, you know, all kinds of wicked stuff going on, you know, what Americans do. Let me see, I was just thinking about some stuff young Miami mother's rumor she's shooting her shot at little baby, you know. Bunch of American news, you know. Cold-hearted, no compassion, deadly Walmart shooting in Butler County. There's another Walmart shooting as stuff going on, you know. And parents charged after boys 2 and 4 found abandoned and sleeping inside vacant apartment, you know. All kinds of stuff going on, you know. Parents of Ohio mom accused of starving, abusing stepson are facing charges, you know. Okay, you just look on the news. January 6th rioter convicted after telling jurors he's an idiot who didn't know Congress met at Capitol, you know. driver dies in a crash following police pursuit, you know. Shooting at Reading grocery store outlet sends one person to hospital, you know. Man 78 arrested. You know, all kinds of weird stuff goes on. Suspect charged after absolutely horrific animal abuse found at home, you know. Nothing but violence in the country, you know. Shooting in grocery stores, shooting in bars, shooting here and shooting there. But then at the same time, they got old lady actresses showing off in their bikinis, you know, putting pictures of how they still look good at 68 and all that, you know. You know, they got all this, nothing but showing off the bod. The Americans love to get out there and show off the bod, you know. You know, without the bod, you know, they're nobody, because they don't have no heart, you know. They have nothing. They just got a bod, you know. But that's how the country is, you know, and it's sad. And, you know, I got... Since we're at it, Philip, I'm going to turn on the two women in with this, Jennifer and Layla, because, you know, a lot of this things we're talking about has to do with women, you know, the life they live, you know, and violence they go through and everything, you know. So I turn on Jennifer and Layla if you guys want to jump in and try it out and do me and King Philip. You know, if you want to outdo us men tonight, you can. Have at it. You know.
You go ahead.
If we can't get along, let's get it on. You know, but you know, your voice is. You know, I know these things make you think. You know, about because we all are parents. You know, and I put a picture of this one little girl up because somebody else had it. One of my cousins had it, of a little Mexican girl running out of the school with a little blue dress and long hair, and she's crying and she's escaping from the shooter. Man, you know, why do they need to go through that? You know, it's like people, it's like America runs around with their pants down and grease on their ass all day long, ready to get it. You know what I mean? Hate to use that example, but, you know.
I'm with Philip. I cried over the shooting in Texas. And the most criminal thing is what the governor did. In March, he stripped the state of all the restrictions that were in place to protect that kind of stuff from happening. As soon as you're 18, walk into a store, buy an AK-15. He did that in March. And the
You know, you kind of disappeared. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're right. But is that the real reason? You know, I mean.
Well, yeah.
The real influence that these people have. It's the police influence these idiots. The military influence these idiots. Violence influences these idiots. How, you know. Why is it like the one in Buffalo was dressed up like SWAT guy? And the one that in Sandy Hook, that guy was a nut, they say. He said he was totally a nut, but yet he was smart enough to dress up in black and all that, like a, you know, SWAT guy, like 007 and all that. You know, that's the influence this country has over these young people. They want to be something. They want to get that Medal of Honor, whatever it be, you know. Look at that Rittenhouse, you know, and he got away with it. He wasn't even supposed to have a gun like that. He was only 17 years old. But still he got found innocent, that Rittenhouse. And look how he was dressed, you know. He had his ball cap on backwards. He was strutting with those weapons. You know, American influence is what makes these monsters. You know, these cops standing there, like these ones in the picture, the Uvalde Police Department, you know, standing there all proud with dressed up in their black uniforms and police across the front, their bulletproof vests. Their guns around them, and let me see, one, two, there's six of them, and four of them got sunglasses on.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Dark sunglasses, you know? I mean, what kind of crap is that? What kind of influence is that? That's why these young people, they want to be like that, you know? Even if it's the last day on the earth, they don't care about dying. They're gonna, it's like those 9/11 bombers. The big influence on them was being a pilot. And they don't care if it was the last day of their life, they was gonna pilot a big jet. You know what I mean? And the only way they can do that is steal a jet. And since they're stealing the jet, they might as well crash it and make it worthwhile, right? But their influence, it's like this girl, this woman that ran off with a prisoner a couple of weeks ago, you know, her big fantasy. She didn't care if she, it was her last meal on earth. She did it till it was all over. Then she killed herself. She got her big thrill. That's how Americans are. They'll do anything for that opportunity to be somebody finally in their life. You know what I mean? And that's why these young people are out there. They know they're never going to be a general in the military because it takes too long. They know they're never going to be in SWAT or nothing like that. So why don't they play it off one time, you know? And that's what they do, you know? And all these cops standing there, you know, with their sunglasses on, looking like real American cops. These are Mexicans. Why don't they try to look like a Mexican, you know? Why do they gotta all stand there looking like what's that, those cop movies, those show on Chips and all that, you know, LAPD and all that, you know, they don't know how to be normal. Even people in music, in say rappers, the minute a person starts wanting to be a rapper, he starts dressing like a rapper. You see, they're sick because the American influence. And this American influence all the way, that's why those Ukrainians are over there with American influence trying to copy Americans right now. That's why they're running around with Mohicans, dyeing their hair pink and purple and running around with 50 different earrings on and tattoos and all that. You know, look at these cops. They're all stark. Remember before only ex-convicts used to have tattoos. Now even these cops and anybody tattoos their necks and tattoos all over. The American influence is a bad one. There's no good influence in America. Think of a good influence. Can anybody tell me, Jennifer, anybody? What kind of good influence is out there for our kids? Can anybody think of one? I can't think of one.
Nope.
I mean, for the American, but for our people, you know, we still have a spiritual influence. And that spiritual influence is a real genuine spiritual influence. It ain't like Catholic Church and all that. Go to church to be seen and come out. Yeah, I went to church someday, you know, rah, 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 you know. Our, you know, us, our influence is for real. I was thinking about it the other day. You know, there's some people that park around out here and they get drunk sitting in their cars out in the fields and stuff. And while they're doing that, we're over here lighting fire. We got, you know, going in the sweat lodge here, you know. And, you know, we're on a whole different trip. We still have that influence. And we're in the sweat lodge with our children. You know what I mean? Bringing our children in. Our little bitty ones too, 6 and 7 years old, you know, and us, we're that's what we're doing. We have the influence of our culture and stuff. But those Americans, what have they got? They lost their culture. That's why all the Mexicans out there, the blacks, even the Asians, you know, I see Asians running around dying their hair blonde. What the hell does a person of color want to dye their hair blonde? I see these boxers, Charlo brothers, dyeing their hair blonde. Look stupid as all hell, you know? I don't care who you are or call me racist if you want, but I'm telling it like it is. Even when I see Indians with blonde hair, it looks stupid as all hell. Looks like a turd to me. You know how half a turd sticks out the water, it changes color than the part under the water? I know you guys don't look at it when you're done, but just saying. You guys going to hide the truth, so, you know. But I'm telling the truth, you know. But my point is America has the wrong kind of influence for our people. What kind of influence does our people have for the youth? You know, we, you know, like I said, only our people, like we have sweat lodges, we're struggling. Even a powwow's an influence for our kids. Even a powwow's an influence for our kids, you know. So we still have a little something there, you know, when these little kids dress up in jingle dress and traditional and want to go out and dance, you know, that's an influence. But what the hell does American got? They ain't got shit. And every black, white, Mexican, and even the Indians that are running American lost that. I go to the store and I sit there. You know, I'm old, so I like to gawk. You know what I mean? I like to sit and gawk. You know, I remember my dad used to do that, and my mom thought he was looking at the women. But now that I'm his age or older than he was, I know what he was doing. He was gawking. He was saying, wow, look at all these people, man. Look at that one, you know. Why is that guy wearing his pants like that with his butt cheek hanging out, you know? Why is that woman shaped like that but wearing clothes like that, you know? Why is that person combed the front part of his hair but not the back? People act like only the front is important. The rest behind is not, you know? That's the kind of mentality out there, you know? I sit there and gawk. I don't go in the store. When someone goes with me, I let them run in, and I sit out there and gawk, you know. And sometimes I take a little picture, and I send it to my brother Larry. They're not on tonight because they're Vimber and them had graduation and stuff. They were out of the area. But I'll send my brother a picture of what I'm gawking at, you know. Here, check this out, brother. Look at this woman. She got turquoise hair, and look at her, you know. You know, look at this guy. He dyed his hair red, and he's a pure full-blood Lakota, looks stupid as all hell, you know. You know, and look at this cop standing over there with them sunglasses on, rocking while he's, you know, by his cop car talking to some other cop like they're Clint Eastwood, you know?
Wow.
I'm sitting there tripping on all this stuff. The only thing that has any honor at the store is the res dog hanging out there with his tongue sticking out, you know, looking for something freebie. At least he's being normal. That's the only normal creature out there, you know? I mean, you know, it's a shame. You know, and the birds landing on the roof. They're the only things normal left on America, you know, because everybody's trying to be an American. An American has no culture. They have nothing, not a damn thing. I mean, if you drive a Cadillac, is that culture? I mean, does it change you? Does it make you look like a more handsomer Indian? Does it make you look like a more special Indian? No, it don't. It makes you look like some greedy mofo, you know? Because it don't match you, you know? I appreciate having a nice, I shouldn't say that because somebody on the show drives a Cadillac. But it's not their fault. See, they needed a car, and that was available. So I went and picked up that big old Cadillac, you know, and brought it back, you know. So, you know, but the point is, nothing we do makes us a better Indian except what? Our spirituality. That's the only thing we have left is the only thing we have left is our spirituality. So I, you know, when we go in that sweat lodge, when we go in that Aniti, or we go to ceremonies, sun dances, even powwows, that's all we got left. But what does an American got? You know, what do they have? A cowboy hat? That a culture? Cowboy hat? Or sunglasses with the ball cap? Is that a culture? Baggy pants hanging down your ass? Is that a culture? You know, what do American got? You know, I was looking at Johnny Depp. Everybody checking out Johnny Depp and them. He's sitting there with rings on every finger. And his woman, what's her name? Heard or whatever her, how her name is. She accused him of busting her face up. Well, he's got all them rings on. If he busted her face up, she'd look like hamburger after that. You know? Bro from Virginia, he calls it Western assimilation. Western means white. And he's right, you see. That's what he's talking about. He's right on top of it. It's the white culture that's got all our people screwed up in the brain. You know? It's got all our people of color screwed up in the brain, you know. You know, this one girl sent me a text. You know, she is mad because a guy on a motorcycle cut her off. So she honked at him. This was a grown man. He had gray hair, gray ponytail, you know, and he's on a Harley. He stops right in front of her, stops her from going, and turns around and starts flipping her the bird. You know what I mean? And then he took off about 5 feet and stopped again, so she almost hit him. And then he turned around and flipped her the bird again. And then he's hollering at her, flipping her the bird. This is a grown man, adult, on a motorcycle. That's a big damn retarded kid to me, and hate to use the word retarded, you know. But you see what I'm saying? These people are grown adults and act like children. That's the American influence. Like he said, the Western means white. And that's what they're doing. This guy thinks, because he's on that Harley, and he can flip you the bird, he's tough. And flipping the bird to a woman, you know, one time I did run over a guy on a bike, you know, and I made it look like an accident. Shouldn't tell that now. They might come back and get me. But, you know, sometimes you just lose it. You know, you can only take so much because the provocation out there is so powerful. That's why we got a bunch of people sitting in prison. You know, some white guy killed his white neighbor on a lawnmower the other day. That was on the news. The guy's on his lawnmower cutting a lawn, and his neighbor comes over and kills him on his lawnmower because he said, I'm tired of his shit. You know? But now he's going to go to prison. He's going to be tired of that shit next, being in prison. What the hell's wrong with their mentality? That's American. That's white.
No fear.
You see what I'm saying?
You know, the other thing that kills me about that whole thing with that kid, I mean, who shoots their grandma in the face?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
What
who
kind
shoots
of human
who
being
she?
Shoots their grandma who, in the face.
Yep. Who shoots Unchi? You know, grandma, Unchi. Unchi, and, you know, any person of color knows grandma's the most sacred thing left in your life. Then your mother. Then your sisters. But who the hell shoots grandma? Just exactly what you said. What kind of, you know, what was this guy into? What was he watching on YouTube? What was he into? They said he liked to threaten people. Plus, he had a stupid hairdo again. Yeah, man, these guys have the stupidest hairdos, you know? You know, what is wrong with their world, you know, having stupid, and then looking tough in a picture. Man, you look at my Facebook profiles. I ain't trying to look tough. I'm sitting there with my, you know, with my babies, you know, with my kids. And shit, I'm looking, that one picture, I look like a hippo in the river. The other one, I'm laying there with my baby, sleep, you know. But I ain't trying to look tough. I ain't trying to take pictures of me looking tough and put it on Facebook. You know, I like pictures of these kids, you know. They're more important than me, you know. But you look on Facebook and look at a lot of these people on Facebook trying to take pictures, trying to take pictures, profile pictures, looking tough, you know what I mean? I like pictures most of the time when I see pictures of our Indians, like my bros, like Vimber and stuff. You see him with pictures with his kids and everybody, you know? But you see, it's like people, they start right away, you know, trying to take this perfect picture of themselves, you know, the best pose they can dream up to put on Facebook. How is all that? You know what I mean? How is all that? You know, at least I don't see you doing that, Philip.
Nope.
You know,
thank God.
Here's a picture of one guy with his hair painted red, white, and blue, and he's wearing a stocking cap. Or he put little stars, blue stars, on his head. What kind of crap is that, you know? Are you free Memorial Day weekend? Damn right, I'm free every weekend, you know? They're all, because this is Memorial Day weekend, so to them, this is a patriotic weekend, you know? You know, it's really bad, though. You know what I mean? I just look at all these profile pictures of people. You know, they're not my friends. They're people that just somehow I probably accept it as a friend, you know. You know, but you see them, they're all having some kind of really hardcore, tough picture of themselves. And these Indian girls taking pictures of the most sexiest way they can, you know. Even some of my little relatives, I look at them, I say, damn, you know, I wish they wouldn't have did that, because I thought they were good girls till I seen that picture, you know. And, you know, that's the other thing, is you lose your social your social presence when you take pictures like this of yourself, you know, because people look at these pictures, you know, I see a guy with a bandana, sunglasses, no shirt on, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to end up blocking his ass, even if he's some, especially if he's somebody I know. I don't want no one to know. I knew a bunch of guys playing aim, doing, taking pictures like that, you know, and I didn't like that, you know, but you know, our heart needs to shine if we want to live a happy life. I mean, I don't know if if you understand what I mean, but our heart needs to shine more than them damn sunglasses we put on. Our heart needs to shine more than that pink hairdo you got. That our heart needs to shine more than that big butt you're trying to show, you know. You know, you know, our heart is what lasts the longest. Beauty only lasts for a short time, and it's gone. I mean, I look at pictures of me when I was young and slim and all that, and I say, damn, you know, look at me now, you know. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a better person than anybody else, but at least I'm sober. At least I'm straight, you know. At least I'm doing the best I can to be an influence to my culture, you know. I mean,
well,
like,
you're fine.
Like, yeah, you know, like I let you know, my nephew run the sweat lodge because I, you know, why, so I could show off and pour the water. I want my nephew to learn this way, so I let him do it, you know, let him be, you know, run it so he can learn, so he can carry this way, because, you know, my family is lost all, you know, the spiritual leaders in just my people right here in Rosebud is very few. So when you find, when there's someone in your own bloodline that's doing it now, you want to work with them and cultivate that. So that's what I do, you know, because I know this young guy ain't going to be trying to buy a gun and go shoot up a school, you know, not even in his nature, you know, not even in that mode, you know what I mean? You know, so our people, I try to work with our young people some kind of way, you know. I ain't trying to be no medicine man. I ain't trying to be anything, you know. I do hope people hear some good words, you know. Let them know I don't like guns, you know. I'm not saying I don't have a gun. I'm not saying I won't shoot a gun. But when I say I don't like guns, you know, I have a cousin, a first cousin on Facebook. He's always bragging about, I keep my gun right on my nightstand. He wants people to, he thinks he's really tough because he has a gun, you know. And I told him, man, I'm glad you like to brag about your gun on your nightstand. I said, because you know what? I wouldn't want you down my house. He said, what? I said, yeah, I don't want you down my house because I don't trust people with guns.
Yep, same
you know?
Here.
You know, I don't. You got a gun, you better not show up down my house.
Yep.
Because I might have one too, and you might flip me out or something, you know. Don't come down my house with guns. Don't come down my house with sunglasses. One guy was talking to me all tough in my front yard, had sunglasses on. I slapped him off his face. I said, man, you don't come here talking like that to me with them on, you know. Boy, he woke up real quick when I did that. You know, sunglasses. I seen two boxers on TV. They're having a face off. Both of them have sunglasses on. I said, two cowards, two big punks, you know.
Yeah.
You know, don't be wearing sunglasses to intimidate people. Don't be wearing sunglasses like these cops to look tough, you know. If I got on a pair of sunglasses, that's because the damn sun is dead in my face and I'm driving west. You know what I mean? I'm driving west and that sun's going down and I'm on Highway 20 or Highway 18, you know. And then I'll slap some sunglasses on, you know, or some shades. Then after that, I'm done with it. But you ain't never going to see me wearing sunglasses to strut around you guys. You know what I mean? You're going to see my eyes. You're going to see my eyes and you're going to see my hair. You know, you're going to see me, you know. We need to be more prouder of our own features, you know what I mean? I wear glasses because I'm half, can't see too good, you know. But I ain't wearing them to look like somebody, you know, like Right now, my glasses, one side of my glass, the cover, frame cover fell off. So the one side of them still has a frame cover on. So one side I have a chrome frame cover and the other side's got a black cover. I probably make people go cross-eyed when they're trying to talk to me, you know, but hell, I bought some glasses at Walmart and that guy's telling me which glasses to wear. He said, this is going to give you a headache. This is going to give you that. I shouldn't have listened to him. I've got the kind of glasses he wants. Man, they don't even work for me.
Aww.
Brand new glasses don't even work. So I got to sit here with my old glasses on. But you see, I don't wear stuff for looks. Like to flash a new shirt once in a while, you know, but it damn sure ain't no silk nylon shirt trying to look cool, you know. It's, you know, in the winter it might be kind of a wool shirt to keep me warm, you know. And
Rombley, you don't have to look cool because you are cool.
Yeah. I'm so cool they call me Popsicle because I'm cool but sweet. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
there's something else that's bothering me about that situation too. You know, it seems like nobody thinks about their actions and how their actions affect other people. If you think about it, you know, I just said, I don't know those children. I don't know their parents. You know, what that kid did affected me.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, it affected a lot of people.
Yep.
Does no one think about how their actions affect the people around them or society in general? No.
Yep.
Why? Because they're self-centered, selfish, egotistical.
Yep.
You know, they don't, it's mind-boggling. I don't know, it's, you know, I just kept thinking, you know, what if that was Lucas?
Exactly.
Yeah,
we all think like that,
thinking.
You know.
And I'm sure there's people out there that probably
that
feel
could
the
have
same
been,
way.
You know, you say that's why I said I'm glad my baby girl's over here, and I never did get accustomed to my son being in school because I seen how reckless they are in school. But, you know, our enemy makes us give our children to them. If you say, no, he's not going to school, then you're violating their law.
Against the law, yeah.
You know? You know, you have to let them have your kids.
Indoctrinate your kids.
Anyone, just like vaccinations. You have to do what they want. You have to. They talk about Russia, Nazi Germany, and everything. But look at this country, what they make you have to do. You know? People ask, why do Indians live in big trailer houses and have trouble keeping them warm? Because if you have kids, if you have more than three or four kids, then each kid got to have a room, and you got to have running water, and you got to have this, and you got to have that, or they will take your kids from you.
Wow.
So Indians, they don't want to live in a big, giant trailer house because they're going to freeze ass in it. But in order to keep the government off your ass, you got to make it look like each kid's got room, plenty of room in the house. And everything's working, you know, because they will take your kids from you, government, you know.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's how life is. And it's no good. It's American. So all of this stuff. And then when our Indian people work for the government. They're 10 times worse than the white man. You know, you go to the hospital or call up the hospital and say, hey, I need an appointment. Call up at 8 o'clock. So you call up at 8 o'clock, you don't get through. Finally, you get through 8:15 and they say, I said to call up at 8 o'clock. So then you call up 7:55. Nobody's answering. You know, you keep calling. And then finally the phone just ringing. And, you know, and they say, I'm busy. I got more calls than you, you know. You can't even, you know, the Indians that work for the government, they're like Ku Klux Klan. Yeah.
That's crazy making.
It's wicked. And the school teachers are the same way. You know, they don't like to come over here and open and close my gate. You know, I had to get on them. I said, you know what? I'm an old guy. And in order for me to have a license, I have to have a physical to prove that I'm strong enough to drive. Well, you guys, if you're going to take my son to school, you better show you're strong enough to open that damn gate. So they get pissed off when they open the gate. They just slam it to the ground. They walk over there all grouchy. Some of them try to leave it open and pick him up, hoping the horses don't run out.
You know?
But back 20 years ago, everybody opened and closed gates. No problem. You know, I opened and closed the gate because, you know, I look at it as exercise. Get my damn ass out and open that gate and close it. Why should open and close the gate just hurt people? Even the FedEx driver don't want to come in. Even the UPS driver don't want to come in. These Americans are so damn lazy, they don't even want to open a damn gate. Sometimes they'll say, we delivered that package, and it never did. They never stopped, you know? We go through so much trouble, American logic. We have to deal with the schools, you know, and just like I pulled up to the handicap spot to park, and the lady came out, where's your handicap sticker? Put it out. So I got it and throwed it on the dashboard. You got to hang it on your mirror. Get the F out of here, I told her, you know. You see, she said I had to hang it on the mirror so it can be seen. The point is, I got a handicap deal, you know. That's the point. You know, I'm not breaking no law. So don't come shoot me like that guy shot that one guy, killed a guy over a handicap parking spot, American.
Oh,
you know,
man.
You see, that's how wicked the American is. And that's why you have people going in, shooting up kids, shooting up grocery stores, you know, just like shooting all those black people at that supermarket. I didn't know those black people, but I felt bad for them. I said, damn, what the hell? You know, I mean, you live in a community. You should be safe in your community. If you live around a bunch of black people and you're black, you should be safe there. But here comes a white boy travel 200 miles to gun you down. Just like the one in traveled how many miles, 1,000 miles to go to El Paso and kill Mexicans?
Yeah.
White boy? Walmart. Yeah. You see?
Terrible.
That's how wicked the American is. They are wicked. And when you live in a wicked place like that, then expect these kids to be like that. You know? One time, like last week or something, you know, I said something about, I don't know, that Brittany Griner or something, smuggling drugs into Russia and blah, blah, blah. One guy says, why are you sticking up for the Russians for? You know, some white guy. told me that, why am I sticking up for the Russians? I said, I said, this was in writing, you know. I said, the good thing is I have a mind of my own. I can stick up for whoever I want. I can support and talk good about whoever I want, and I can talk bad about whoever I want. And I looked on this guy's picture, his Facebook profile, and he's sitting there with his little boys, good father, got his ball cap backward, beard guy, white guy, you know, American. I said, you know, I said, the thing about you, you're racist. You're no good. And now your kids are going to be the same way. Just because you hate Russians, your kids are going to hate Russians.
Yeah.
Is that how you want them to live? You know, 10 years from now, the Russian might be your best friend. And he's already going to hate on them. You know, 10 years from now, you know, it's just like Indians, our Mexicans was, truckers were attacking Mexicans at a truck stop. And these Mexicans said, why are you always down on us for? We're the only friends you guys got left.
Oh.
And he was telling the truth, you know. Says, you guys are nobody. The whole world hates your ass. We're the only ones you got left, friends, that even back you up, even fight with you in the military to go bully other countries. We're the only ones, you know? And I was there, so of course I ran and stood up with the Mexicans. I was putting my face in the crowd there, you know? Because these, you know, we're going to have a race war right there in the truck stop. How am I back these brown people up, you know? But you see, it's all because the white guys start their crap, you know? They always want to act tough, you know? And when I talk like this, what do I sound like to you? I sound like a racist. I sound like the white guy says, oh, you hate white people. How can they say I hate white people when I don't? I can play with a white baby, you know? I can play with white kids, you know, and think nothing of it. I don't have no hate. I might hate their daddy or not hate him, but not appreciate him for being a racist. But, you know, hate is a powerful word. When you hate, that means you will do anything to who you hate, anything. You can throw their kids up in the air and catch them with bayonets. You can get their women and cut their breasts off. You can try to stop them from having more Indians or more blacks. You look at, matter of fact, I was looking at my bro Dave. He's on the chat right now. He put a picture up of them hanging a black guy, I forget what state again, but hanging a black guy, and 20,000 white people showed up for the hanging. Yeah. Of course, this was like 30, 40 years ago or whatever, I forget, you know. But the point is, if there was 20,000 people there watching them, and they did this when they murdered those 38 Dakota in Minnesota, white people showed up, hundreds of them, had picnic out there to watch the big hanging.
Horrible.
So you look at, say there's 20,000 people watching, white people watching them kill a black guy. These 20,000 people, each one of them has a kid. So, or two kids, but just say one kid. So now there's 20 more thousand racists growing, you know, and that multiplies. And pretty soon that's 20 million racists. So since they killed this, since they hung this black guy, I'm figuring there's 20 more million racists running around this country that would love to go witness a hanging like that, you know, to see him hang somebody, you know. If the government still allowed public hangings, you know, you can bet your ass the white guys will be out there watching the hanging. You know what I mean? That's the truth, you know. Boy, they'll be there, you know. They just love that. And what's cool is that hate and that violence is rubbing off on black people. It's rubbing off on Mexicans like this guy. And it's rubbing off on Indians, you know. Indians killing each other, you know. Indian killing another Indian in Rapid City. Indian, you know. Indians fighting, you know. Indians attacking each other. Right in a little community, 500 people in a community, but these Indians don't like these Indians. Or like I moved a trailer house into town over here, and for some Indians from Lakotas, and the other Lakotas in the, who said you can move in here? They started almost having a fight there just because I'm dropping the trailer house off. These are Lakotas. We're supposed to welcome each other. Hey, you need anything, you know? But no, it wasn't like that. We're going to make sure you're out of here. We don't like you guys. They mentioned their last name. All you people are no good. You know, they, you know, nothing but hate. You know, hate, hate, hate. So, I see that stuff and I say, I'm glad I live out of town, you know, and I don't like it around me, you know, and I'm real careful who comes around, you know, and like I said, there's people that I know on Facebook and stuff like that, you know, they come and try and want to be friends or whatever, but I tell you what, if I see you liking guns, if I see you liking to look tough, if I see you trying to show off, then don't come around my house, because I'm going to feel real uneasy about you, you know, and I'll be happy if you don't come. And if you do come, I'll be happy to get rid of you, because there's no more nice people like there used to be. You know, some people, you can trust them. You know, they're good people. Like I invited a friend over from the East Coast today because I know the guy. And humble guy, you look on his Facebook, all you see is guitars and you know, stuff like that. You don't see American flags. He ain't wearing a fancy ball cap backwards. He ain't got sunglasses on. He ain't got, you know, trying to show off muscles. He ain't trying to show off guns, you know. I know this guy. You know, I know Philip. I know Layla. I know Jennifer. I know Vimber. I know a lot of people that come on the radio show and that tune into the radio show. There's a lot of listeners out there that I know that are, you know, good, decent humans. Some are white, some are black, you know, some are German, some are Russian, from all over the world. But this American culture, it's hard to find somebody to invite to your house. You know what I mean? you know what I mean? You can't say, hey, come down my house, you know? I mean, yeah, I welcome anybody anytime. But yet, you know, there's some people, I don't want to let them know they're welcome here. They showed me something that I don't trust. You know, you can tell me how trustworthy you are. You can brag about all everything about yourself. But 9 times out of 10, you're going to leave a flaw in your bullshit. And, you know, you're going to leave a flaw in your bullshit. And when I see that flaw, I hope you don't come around here. You know, and but I know good people, though, good humans, I have a friend from the East Coast. He comes stopped in over here. Matter of fact, you know, he comes tunes into the radio show. You know, pure white guy too. You know, but I know this guy. You know, and I'm not the kind of person that invite people over so I can get money off them either. Some people do that. Yeah, come on over, and then they start trying to leech off them. You know, I don't do that. You know, I don't leech off nobody. You know, I just, you know, want to share and give and help and whatever, you know. That's what life's about. Sometimes there's some people that offer me stuff, and I know they have a good heart, so I take it, you know. Somebody sent me a bunch of some buffalo meat in the mail. I didn't know they could do that, but they did. So I accepted it because they're good people. But if someone else tried to send me some meat, I'd think it was poison or something, you know. I'm real careful, you know. But, you know, Jennifer, what do you think?
Hi. Back to that shooting, it always surfaces something that my dad had said decades ago when the Columbine shooting happened here in Denver.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because my dad always told me that there's a spiritual message in worldly events. And I got to listen to him, especially after he interpreted what the spirits had said about, like, even when Lady Diana was killed in that car accident. And that itself was something that was having to do with France being a place where they allow children to drink at very young ages. And, you know, of course, we believe that the water is sacred. And then how did she die? She died by her chauffeur being drunk driving. So that's the connection with the children, of them having to look at themselves as a country, what it is and how they're guiding their children. And what he told me about the Columbine, so that morning when I first discovered that that happened, my brain couldn't wrap around that this was real life instead of something on TV or something. And so I called one of my friends. He works for the Indian Education under the mayor. And I asked him, I said, where are our Native children? And luckily they were in a different part of the school. That I think the shooting happened in the cafeteria, but our Native students were in the library at that time. So they were accounted for and they were kept safe from that horrific thing that happened. And I was sitting there listening and I was wondering, I was lucky to have my dad alive at that time, because I was sitting there thinking, what in the world could there be any possibly a spiritual message in all of this, And what he told me about the boys, it was kind of like a myriad of different levels of psychology involved with that. And what he had said about the children of that generation too were like little kids dressing up in their mommy and daddy's clothes, like dress up, you know, the big baggy pants and all of that. There's a psychology to that. And then what he told me about the shooter, one of them, his parents were both professionals and they didn't have time
with him. And their form of love was just giving him money, as if that was just going to suffice, giving him that nurturing with money. But instead, he went and did all that. So that was part of it. But then what the other part was, white men, we're all, as the human race, are given an element to be responsible of. This is something that I go in depth with the medicine wheel in two parts. One is with the elements, the four elements, and one is with the human body. There's a connection of each race that has stewardship of something that they're gifted with. And what I understood what he said was that white man was supposed to take care of that fire. And he said that they were never told that's what they're supposed to do. And somehow I don't know how they lost it, but they, if you look at their inventions, they have electricity, which is a form of fire, which they were supposed to contribute to mankind with a lot of these material things to help us because of the growth of population and just to help mankind live more comfortable. But what happened was that they became so big-headed that they thought that they were like co-creators. And because of that, they kind of outsmarted themselves, and they started inventing destructive things. And the AR-15, the thing about it is that it's a weapon that has no other use than other to kill a mass of people. It's not to use for deer hunting. It's not to be like if somebody barged in your house. You don't need an AR-15 to force somebody breaking and entering. But that's what it's designed to do. And he always told me that the children always reflect the generation before of how we're grooming them and how they're reflecting, mirroring what our psychological or emotional or spiritual, whatever it is, but they are the ones that it's a big indicator. And he goes, why does it take something of great shock? Why does it have to be so damn shocking for the people to change their consciousness, to change their awareness, to change whatever it is? And he says the first thing that they're going to talk about after these type of things is gun laws. Well, evil is never going to abide by law, ever. What I understood what he was saying was that they need to really understand how to look at, reconnect with the laws of nature and understand that fire is something sacred. And that this will continue, he said. And this, he said this decades ago. This won't stop until they come to the laws of nature and understanding their role as white people, and they're reconnecting with our own natural of giving reverence to the four elements. He told me that long, long time ago, and years and years and years, I've seen multiple mass shootings. I have a list on my wall of the long list of mass shootings. When are they going to listen? I've been on different platforms. I've talked about what my father has said many, many times over and over. And nobody, it just seems like, who is it going to take for people to really listen, to really understand that it's backfiring on their children? That is what's really going on. It's backfiring their demise is themselves, that they're so damn self-destructive. And we as other nations or other races, we are still maintaining what we were told we needed to take care of. We're all still doing that. It's the white, our white brothers and sisters need to come on board and really need to listen to the elders, really need to listen to the spirits and what it is that they're trying to show the people whenever these bad things happen. That's all I was told at the time. But every now and then I wish my dad, I know I do have a communication with him, but it's through my kids. But there's other things he talks about that's going on in this world, that with that 5G, it's causing heart problems. That box is causing a lot heart problems on many different levels. So we really have to understand ourselves as the human race, how to educate people and how to get people back on track, because we're going to be okay as Native people because we are staying grounded with our ceremonies, but it's not going to be a very good outcome for those that keep turning their back on the Creator. Their souls are going to dance eternally on the fire. There's a big payday coming. That's what my dad kept saying in the prophecies that we have, that this big payday is coming because they're not listening. But we try, and as long as they humble themselves, there's a chance for them. But until then, all this is going to continue. There's no policies. Texas itself is known to be a gunslinging OK Corral, but yet after touting how big that they are with the NRA and how open they are with their guns, and some of them I see bragging, oh, if I was there, it would never happen. Well, 19 officers were in the damn hallway,
yeah.
And there was nothing. They were like the Keystone Cops. So all their policies that they ever written up in school safety, and the stupid thing about this whole damn thing is that 2 days before or 3 days before the shooting happened, they actually had an active shooter drill. Now, what the hell happened? See, they can't even control it. So the spirits, you know, they're the ones in control. And they're going to continue doing these type of things. And it's unfortunate that these children have sacrificed themselves for the betterment of mankind. But I don't know if they're really going to catch on at this one, because ever since that one in Florida, prayers and thoughts are not going to help them until they really understand what that really means.
And they're
so anyway,
never going to understand
that was my
it.
Interpretation with all that.
And that all of that was some good interpretation. You know, you said some interesting things. The thing that I have a problem with, though, is our people. It's like we could hope that our people can pull through. But every day, our people are more corrupted, more contaminated, and walking away from this ceremony. It's like I said, we're over here in the sweat, and there's some people on the hill up there getting drunk. They see us down here having a sweat. You know, when we used to have ceremonies in Evergreen, while we're having ceremonies down there, we hear people speeding around the street out there, you know, people partying and drinking and stuff. You know, our culture is hanging on by a thread, and I agree with you. And that's why I said earlier, no other culture out there has an influence except us. We're the last ones have an influence over our youth and our people, because We still have ceremony. We still have this spiritual way. We still have powwows. We still shine with some awareness. But that American, that white, they're too far gone. They were too far gone 3,000 years ago. And since that time, they invented the nuclear weapons and everything else. They made some, like you pointed out, some brilliant inventions. They made brilliant inventions, but all their inventions were made for war. They made everything to kill and murder somebody else. And they're still doing that, you know.
Well, it goes beyond that, Wombly. It goes well beyond that. It's not just that they make the things for war; they also make it for profit. They don't do things to service mankind. They do things to make a freaking
dollar.
That
was my next point. That's my next point. If they want to stop all this violence, then quit making these weapons. You know, shut down the weapons, the gun production. Shut them down. You know, but they ain't gonna do that because we know damn well why they make weapons. Like we know damn well why they're supporting Ukraine right now, because they're giving the American gun makers and the American weapon makers a business, a profit.
Exactly.
And that's why they're doing it. And that's what Jennifer was talking about. They make these things not for killing deer, not for hunting. They're made for hunting humans, you know. Everything they do is for hunting human. And until they quit that, humans are going to keep being hunted. And so what is our job? We got to watch out for our own kids. We can't trust the enemy to watch our kids. Look what those cops did. Those cops are supposed to be there to help. But instead, those cops are out there taking pictures with sunglasses and stuff. You know,
every single one of them should be fired.
Yeah,
and you know what else?
Blacklisted from any other.
There was some parents that ran to go in there and save their children, and here the cops tackled them, handcuffed them, jerked them around, and all that. You know, because the cops weren't doing nothing. So these parents wanted to run in. I probably would want to run in if my kid was in there. I would have busted through one of them windows with knives and bats. Oh, just like Donald Trump just said, Donald Trump Jr. You know what this stupid idiot said? Uvalde shooter could have killed 19 kids with a bat, you know. In other words, he said, don't blame the gun because he could have did it with a bat. That's bullshit if he could have did it with a bat. If he had a bat, I'm sure them cops would have had a little more courage, you know?
Yep.
You know, but that's how stupid the American Washichu thinks. That don't blame a gun, blame it on the bat. And I was looking at how the jury convicted a January 6th defendant in trial. And I was looking at this guy's picture. He's got sunglasses on. He parts his hair on the side, and he's got a Hitler mustache. He looks like Hitler. You know, the guy who got convicted. You know, that's the influence. Somebody influenced this guy to attack the Capitol looking like Hitler. You know?
Yep.
You see, that's them all the way.
There was one other thing that Jennifer said that reminded me of something. I think I know where her dad got the responsibilities from, because I remember that from reading Black Elk Speaks, that each race of man was given a responsibility. The red man was had the responsibility of taking care of Unchimaka. The yellow man was supposed to take care of the oceans, the seas. The black man was supposed to take care of the air. And somewhere along the line, and think about this. Now, the black man ain't taking care of the air. He's not doing anything. But the yellow man is just doing the same thing that the white man is doing and is exploiting it. He's exploiting the seas. They're talking about overfishing in China, overfishing, going into other countries' areas and fishing. Now they started up hunting whales again. How is that taking care of things? That's not taking care of things. That's exploiting.
Phillip, they came into Oak Hill, Florida, my dinky little town where I used to live. Chinese were fishing in those waters.
Wow. You know, I believe everything you're saying.
Yep.
And the thing is, we can't blame. We can't get off into hating Chinese. We got, you know, there's always a bigger story why things are going on in the world. You know, the biggest thing is who caused the deficiency in life, in water, in food sources to make people go out of their territories to hunt and do stuff. What created this? You know, there's a bigger picture here. What created all of this? It's like us. Our people lived in Turtle Island. Some of us like fish, some of us like buffalo, some of us like to plant, some of us, we all served a different purpose. But when the white man came and started interfering with each other's way of life, pretty soon we're ended up conflicting with each other.
Yeah.
We're conflicting with each other over this stuff, you know? I hear Indians today, well, I don't eat fish. Lakotas don't eat fish. They're lying. You know, people don't actually know. They read so damn much. They don't, they believe everything they read. But life is common sense. Our life is common sense. Jennifer's dad, her grandpa, they lived life with extreme common sense, you know? And I try to live my life with this common sense. This common sense, the main thing is we didn't show up 10,000 years ago. That's common sense. And common sense is our metabolism. Our common sense is everything that goes on. Why? You know? Why is this and why is that? And I see Mexicans and other indigenous people arguing with each other without using common sense because they say, read this, read that. Read, do your research, you know? You know, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do no research of what some white man will. I'm trying to use common sense. Okay, we talked about the pig pox or hog pox or what, monkey pox. Okay. We talked about the monkey pox, ape pox, or was it monkey pox? And I said, I blame it on the white man. He said he came from apes. He said that's where they came from, you know? But really, I'm saying they brought this stuff over here. Just like they say, the coronavirus started in China. But who brought it over here? It was white men and white people showing up in Washington or something. White people, they like to be all over and bring their diseases. They brought every disease you can imagine to our country, to our people. Syphilis, every damn thing. Every damn disease they brought. So I'm not going to blame the Chinese for nothing. I'm not going to blame the black man for nothing. Are the African or anybody. I blame Who came over here and contaminated our people? Who brought weapons over here? They did. Who brought alcohol over here? They did. Who brought drugs, narcotics? They changed everything we got into narcotics and stuff. You know, who did this? That's who I blame. I'm not going to blame no black man, no Chinese, or nothing, because we have a Pacific Ocean and Atlantic Ocean separating us for thousands of years from because we probably, our spirits probably knew they was going to come someday and start bringing their funk over here. And that's what happened, you know. And that's where we're at today. Oops, and it's time to go. Any last comments, Philip?
Just that I want to make it clear. I wasn't blaming anyone.
Yeah, I know.
Any nation. It was more like calling people out on shucking their responsibilities.
But you're right. You're absolutely right.
What you're saying, too. I understand what you're saying,
because
too.
The Chinese and the Japanese
go on for another hour about it, but
they are killing whales. They are responsible for doing all their dirty stuff. They are responsible for trash and everything in the Indian Ocean. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff we can blame the Chinese and Asians for what they do and other cultures. But it's like the rhino's horns. And the elephant's tusk, they're killing them for tusks for aphrodisiacs so the white man can use them because they can't get it up when they're a certain age, you know? You see, it all boils back down to Mr. Peckerwood, you know, is what I'm saying. Anyway.
But yeah, it was a really good show, and I love you guys, and I really enjoyed it. Can't wait till next week.
And I'm glad Jennifer and Layla put their two cents in, and I appreciate comments from in our chat, you know. And I thank people, and I don't want to offend nobody, especially no other race, but I do call it like I see it. In this country, America, If a black guy thinks he's American, then he's no good to the black people. If an Indian thinks he's American, he's no good to us. If any race quits being who they are, then they're not following our sacred intent, like Jennifer said. The purpose of each of our like those colors, you know, the four colors, what they really stand for, you know? People are all doing what one race is doing. And with that, we're going to have to head out. And I really appreciate it. And you guys, don't shy, everybody.
Train going in from Fargo, carrying my mother back to me. She died last week outside of Fargo, victim of her country's apathy. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. No, no more pain and no more sorrow. Don't you know that you have won? Yeah, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles to go home. And through the never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles. the never-ending rain. I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Though they never let me know you, still you mean so much to me. Now I wish that I could show you all the love you're never gonna see. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. Never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free.